Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the fourth and final part of our mini-series dedicated to lost cities. Atlantis, a mythical name, a city lost in time. Yet no one has proved to this day that Atlantis really existed. The earliest known records of this mythical land appear in Plato's dialogues Critias and Timaeus around 370 BC. Critias tells the story of Atlantis, a lost island or continent which had been destroyed by earthquakes and sank into the sea 10,000 years before his time. Plato repeats several times in his dialogues that the story of Atlantis is genuine. Plato himself learnt the story from an ancestor, the Athenian lawmaker Solon. Solon had been told the story by a priest during his visit to Egypt. The story says that Atlantis was named after Atlas, Poseidon's eldest son, the ruler of this beautiful island. The island was described as a place with alternating rings of sea and land. The capital city of Atlantis was a marvel of architecture. In the very center there was a hill, and on top of the hill, a temple dedicated to Poseidon. Inside the temple, there was a gold statue of the god of the sea, driving six-winged horses. When the people of Atlantis became corrupt and greedy, the gods decided to destroy them. A violent earthquake shook the land, giant waves rolled over the shores, and the island sank into the sea, never to be seen again. Scientists and researchers around the world still don't know if this myth...